If the coach tells me to line up at Sam or Will or Mike, I'll be able to do it.
How much of that did you do in school?
I moved down around a lot. I played a position, Will and Sam, the outsides, and then we went into a nickel package. I played kind of the rover, which lined up in the Mike position at times, kind of jack position all over. Yes, I have.
Have you interviewed with the Lions?
I shouldn't be saying who, so I'll just stop after that one.
You forced 11 fumbles in your career. Half these guys in this draft, like two or three.
Yeah.
Is there a secret to that?
I feel like I've done, some things that a lot of people, I feel like I scored five career touchdowns playing defense, and so... I feel like I'm an offensive player on defense. I want to get the ball in the offense's hands, but I also have the aggression to play linebacker.
Is that just a natural knack for forcing fumbles, or is that something you were taught? You both use a way to do that, or is there anything?
Yeah, I feel like every time you go get a sack, you try to get the ball out. Quarterbacks, some can't see you coming from the backside, or some are looking downfield when you're coming from the front side. So I feel like getting the ball is key, because at the end of the day, it's all about the ball.
Have you talked to Siggy Ansah at all about the
president? Yeah, I talk to him every day. Me and him are good friends.
What kind of advice has he given you?
Like anybody would, that's basically like family. Go out there and have some fun and enjoy the process and all of that good stuff. It benefited a lot. I learned a lot. Enjoyed learning from an NFL coach and coaching staff. I felt like I grew as a player, learned a new system, and I enjoyed the week with the best competition in college. Senior Bowl? Yeah. I'm not sure, actually. I just hope to get picked up by somebody that wants me to play. The bowl game, it kind of put myself on the map, as well as Brigham Young in a hole. We're kind of under the radar team, but teams know who we are defensively. We finish top 10 every single year. For me, it was unbelievable. I hit every category in one game and scored two touchdowns in one game. It's pretty, I look back and I just think of how fortunate I was to have guys around me doing their job and being able to put points up and win the game was pretty fun. So I had two touchdowns. I had 1.5 sacks. I had 8 tackles, a couple for loss. I had a block punt and everything else.
Was everybody blocking Ziggy or something?
No. You had to pick your poison if you wanted to double team me or him. I just happened to come on a one-on-one at the time on a speed rush on the outside swim move to sack the quarterback in the end zone for a touchdown. And then I dropped on a play that kind of had pressure on the other side and he forced the throw, kind of fell in my lap.
That's
2012 San Diego State Poinsettia Bowl. Yeah, I feel like they knew about me this whole year, and they keyed on me for a lot, and they just tried to do everything in their power to run away from me.
Do you think you should have come out after that game?
No, not necessarily. I don't want to take anything back. I learned a lot this year. I graduated, so I enjoyed the process.
There are so many of the outside linebacker prospects who are current DNs. Do you feel like it's an advantage for you that you spent a lot of time on?
I think it's an advantage for me because I showed the range that I could play, rush the passer as a 3-4 outside linebacker, as well as expressed that I could play in the inside at the Senior Bowl. I feel like I also expressed that I'm okay in coverage, and to be able to do that at the next level and to have a 3-down linebacker every single time you step on the field will benefit a team, in my opinion.
Leadership position inside, like the 3-4 linebacker spot at Steelers.
the James Ferry one. Did you call, set the defenses and all that?
Yes, sir. At my school, I was allowed to check different plays if I saw something that I didn't feel comfortable wise with scheme wise. I was on the same page with the coach and staff for the defensive calls, and so I feel like I can call plays and do all that good stuff. Excuse me? I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, I'm sorry. I do for a defense? I mean, look at the defenses that do have them in the NFL. I think they do extremely well. For me, it benefited me my junior year having another one, Ziggy Ansah, you know, and this year too. It benefited my team this year. It wasn't just me rushing the passer. I had plenty of guys getting after the quarterback besides myself. And with having pass rushers, it changes the game. You know, the tackles have to really prepare and the O-line has to really prepare. And, you know, you cause turnovers when you can get pressure on the quarterback.
Stringent honors coach at BYU, and I knew your backstory.
Uh-huh.
Did you have any trouble after you got in with that honors
coach? No, I didn't, actually. I've been good ever since. Haven't had a problem since those incidents.
With that honors coach, you can still be good.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. I mean, you got to learn to embrace it, and that's what I did.
That's good.